Sweetbreads.
Panzotti al sugo di noci.
Papa al pomodoro.
The spleen of my aunt.
A fresh, born rhinoceros.
Welcome to Streeter, the podcast that talks to random people and asks them even more random questions. I'm Urmila Ramakrishnan, and today we're asking, what was the best meal you've ever had?
Hello, I'm Gael. I'm from Mexico, and I'm a student of University of Gastronomic Science. Wow, that can be a really romantic answer. I think the best meal for me is like daily meal. Like daily I can celebrate that I'm having a new and fresh meal in my table and on my tongue, and like feeling all different tastes every day is like celebrating.
I tasted sweetbreads. I was in this small restaurant in Paris.
That's UNISEC student Victoria Sabi talking about sweetbreads.
I didn't order it, but my grandparents did because they would always order it. And I had just one bite of there. And since then, it's like my favorite thing ever. It's just like a meat candy.
Chef Giorgio Repicavoli cooks for Eating House in Miami, Florida. He was a visiting chef for UNISEC this week, and here's what he had to say about his favorite meal.
So I'd say it's between two. One was at an extremely wonderful restaurant called Osteria Francescana, and then the other amazing meal I've had was in Austin, Texas at Franklin Barbecue. And Francescana is, you know, three-star Michelin. Massimo Bottura is one of the best chefs in the world, and in Austin, Franklin Barbecue is one of the more popular spots. So lines can be like 5, 6, 7 hours sometimes to get in, and I was always pretty confident that I wouldn't wait it and I wouldn't enjoy it just because I felt like it was so hyped because of the line and all that. But we waited in line for a long time. It was really amazing. You know, the meat was like, it was incredible. It's like nothing you've ever really tasted. I would wait all over again. So I definitely would say those are my two top meals.
My name is Ruthie. The best meal I've ever eaten is a chicken gravy made by my grandmother. She's the closest person to me on earth. And whatever she makes is really tasty. Every Sunday, we have to have this dish. That is what it is. Like every Sunday, means we have Kori routines, and I think it's the most perfect dish.
Maya Hayes, a master's student at the University of Gastronomic Sciences.
I would have to say it's a dish called namero, and it's a Japanese dish from the central part of Japan, basically like a tartare, but in it goes splash of sake, miso, ginger, scallions, shiso leaves, which is perilla, and you just chop it all together, mince it all together. And what I love about it is that you can eat it three ways. First is raw, and that's the most wonderful because it's so, well, part of it is just the preparation. Like you're mincing all the little bones, all the skin and all the dark meat and all of it. You just got two knives and ta-da-da-da-da. And if you happen to have any leftover, you can take the leftover and fry it into a little patty, which is also divine. And then third, if you still happen to have any leftover, which at this point, like you're pushing your luck, is to take that patty, put it over white rice, and you pour on top of it mix of green tea and dashi broth. And then you eat it like a porridge, and it's just like, oh, weak in the knees amazingness.
What's your weak in the knees amazingness? Until next time, I'm Urmila Ramakrishnan, and I'll be back next week with more answers to even more random questions.